Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Deborah's home was stolen. No, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Oh my God. It's the happiest of happy hours. It's the sexiest of happy hours. It's the most liberal of happy hours. It is the sexy liberal. Sexy liberals assemble! Woo! Let's take attendance, Frangela.
Here!
John Fugelsang.
Hello.
To Hal Sparks.
Wow.
Everyone is present and accounted for. Yeah. Good morning, sexy liberals.
Good morning.
We're going on tour.
And it's going to be hot, hot, hot.
We're going to get the band back together. Hello.
It's very choppy, but I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you through the end, even though it sounds like word salad. It's almost like listening to a Trump speech, but like at a higher pitch.
Hal, you sound good.
Yeah. I don't sound good.
You do.
Yeah. John Fugelsang.
Okay.
My personal comedy Jesus, are you there?
I'm here. There are so many people on this call. Stephanie is going to try to extort the president of Ukraine soon.
I just have to ask our ecclesiastical mook about Trump's God talk in his State of the Union, followed by the prayer breakfast where he questioned Nancy Pelosi and Mitt Romney's faith. The fake Christian, isn't that what we're running against? Is not just a fake president, fake Christianity, mm-hmm. right?
Well, yeah, you got to understand that every time Donald Trump talks about the Bible, an angel coughs up blood. But the whole notion of the prayer breakfast, that proves we're a Christian nation, it doesn't. We would have to take care of the poor, the sick, be kind to those in jail, forgive debts every 7 years, and be nonviolent to be a Christian nation. So we got a ways to go, but I did enjoy the religion cosplay yesterday.
Yeah. Hal Sparks, the T-Rex bit, you talk about how we will all unify when the dinosaurs come back. But now we have, you can substitute fascism and coronavirus for what we're currently...
Well, yeah, it's basically a lizard form of both those things, I would think, ultimately. I think the ironic part about Trump's whole, clutching Christianity so close to his breast and Don Jr. coming out and going, I don't think... they're fake for quoting scripture. The devil wouldn't quote scripture, or whatever, has clearly not read Revelations, where that's exactly what the Antichrist does. You don't have to be as good a student as John Fugelsang to know that, to just watch the third Omen movie. And
that's what we've been saying.
Frangela, who are your bets for who's going to jump off the balcony and say it's all for you, Donald? It's all for you. Who? Which? Betsy DeVos?
Ooh, no, Mnuchin. I think it's Mitch.
Lindsay.
No.
Lindsay.
Lindsay's a good bet.
Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay's going to take a swoon dive.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful.
I'll sacrifice myself about Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were saying, okay, so it looks like Vindman, as we're recording this, going to get fired today. He's on his, right, his revenge tour with the full weight of the Justice Department, the CIA, the NSA, the Treasury Department has started, you know, supplying the Biden's personal, you know, records. Mm-hmm. So, and Chris Wray, I was saying, just said yesterday, white supremacist violence is our number one domestic threat. How long before he gets fired?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got rid of that at the FBI, or they no longer consider that a threat.
Yeah.
But Black Lives Matters, that they're watching.
Yeah. That would be the FBI scum and
that he
spoke about.
Uh-huh.
He's more of the FBI scum. And
Which is why I'm so excited that we're going to be doing this tour, because we have to get out on the road, and because people need us right now, and we need them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say...
Well, they need us, I will say.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, remember who you're talking to, for crying out loud. Now, I mean, it's me.
John and Hal, you've both procreated since this tour began. John Fugel saying, of course, conceived backstage at the Chicago Theater. That's not important now. Hal Sparks, I'm going to say it was, I don't know, that night in Seattle. But my point is, we were just saying, you watched this thing yesterday, and how do you parent? He's saying bullshit, and Schiff and Pelosi are horrible people, and the FBI is scum. How do you go, don't everything that man is, don't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it really just rolls down to how many emails, you know, and pictures did they get when the RNC was hacked that they haven't released yet? Because you can almost track everybody's fealty to Trump to the fact that the RNC and the DNC were both hacked. Yep. The DNC stuff came out. The RNC stuff never came out, which means they're just hanging on to it because it gives them more value, you know, to hang on to it. And it just Lindsay, I think, is the most obvious compromat victim in this whole mess. But I don't think everybody else's, you know, their hands are clean financially is the biggest thing between all them. There's about $6.5 million worth of campaign finance stuff that wasn't, you know, that's been sitting around, not talked about. It went right through McConnell's coffers.
Yeah.
I think that's where this all comes from. I think these guys are all just CYA.
Yes, absolutely.
Just remember, when it all comes out about Lindsay, he will always have Tara.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And presumably, Mammy will have pulled his corset
will never
tight enough.
Rely on the kindness of Russians.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
Yeah.
Yes. Frangela, so again. Frangela, who should have won Show Me the Funny, and you will see why on tour.
Yes.
But we were saying earlier, John and Hal, and you guys are all, by the way, so honored, so proud to be out and associated with all y'alls again. I seriously am. Because we were saying, sometimes people go, this isn't funny, you guys. This isn't funny anymore. And I woke up this morning and said, I'm actually scared now. I'm actually scared.
Yeah.
We are actually in fascism. But we were saying, that is what Sexy Liberal is about. It's taking your power back. You got to laugh.
Yes.
More than ever, that takes their power away, shows them you're not scared, that there are more of us than there are of them. There are 18 million more of us that were represented by the senators that voted to convict, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? And what we're going to do and hopefully teach people to do is laugh in the face of this bully while we're taking him out of this office.
That's right. Don't let them. It's okay to be afraid. It's that, but because it's scary.
For
but
about 17 seconds.
Exactly,
yeah.
But
then
that's angry, and then then we get active, and I think that what we get to do on this tour is bring people together at a moment when they maybe feel like we don't have that.
Yeah,
you know, we don't have that unity, and show people yes, we do.
And I know, guys, John and Hal and Frangela, I know in your all of our contact, whether it's our radio shows or. Just social media too. We have people reaching out that are really in pain, that are talking about killing themselves, that are really scared, that are in red pockets of the country. And as Hal Sparks says, even if you're in a blue city, how many miles is it outside the city limits, Hal? Do you start to...
Oh, yeah, 15 miles in any direction outside of every major city is where the South starts.
Mm-hmm.
Even in... Yeah.
Right.
In Madison, Wisconsin, you know, 15 miles from the Canadian border, people are going, the South will rise again.
Yeah. Well, you know, was Malcolm X, was the Mason-Dixon line, is Canada? Basically, it's like
Ron
that's...
Williams called it the Manson-Nixon line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what, you know, that's what we do. We're trying to make people not afraid, make them laugh, take their power back, get out the vote. We give to sexy liberal causes. And this is our Blue NAMI tour, man. We can't have a blue wave. This isn't, we did Right Resistance tour, John. We did Blue Wave tour. This is the Blue NAMI tour. Mm-hmm. This is, we go to vote.org right now. Make sure you're registered. Make sure everyone you know is registered. You know, Mitch McConnell just said it's going to be very bad politically for the Democrats. No, you wait, motherfucker. You just wait till November 3rd.
I'm
right?
telling you. Okay. Start. I forgot hacking. The first. What haven't I been cursing?
I know. We forgot.
It's happy hour. That's the whole reason for sexy liberal. Is...
Fuck.
Yeah, we're going to be on stage. We don't know fucking FCC. Fuck the FCC.
That's why I was saying we should call this the Sexy Liberal Uncensored Tour. You know, just so that we can use SLUT as an acronym.
You have no idea how many fuck Trump t-shirts I have ready to go for sexy liberal. Yeah. Hold those sexy liberal thoughts. Speaking of sexy and liberal, it's almost Valentine's Day, Chris.
I know.
Listen, all the sexy liberals in America are getting something this Valentine's Day because of Plexiderm. Because you're all looking good. Everyone on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yep.
All the sexy liberals around the country. I'm telling you.
They're going to get themselves a man.
And a woman. Well, whatever your thing is. Yeah, okay, you know. Listen. It's clear serum. You apply it under your eyes, right? And boom. No more under eye bags. Wrinkles, crow's feet, all gone.
Gone.
Boom.
Boom.
Listen, when you get to be past ingenue age, Chris.
You're not past ingenue age.
Yeah, even if you've had a little Christmas nap, like, Mommy, it is hard to preserve. You can't just use cheap stuff anymore.
Nope.
This is an amazing deal, an amazing quality product, okay?
Yes.
You've got to see Plexiderm, what it can do for you. It is clinically studied. It works in just minutes. Go to triplexiderm.com. Enter the code VOICES for 50% off, plus an extra $10 off. Again, the code is VOICES at triplexiderm.com. Get 50% off and an extra $10 off. That is an amazing, amazing deal. This offer is also available. Call 1-800-685-1292. Mention the code VOICES. Plexiderm, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you just got to lose?
Nothing.
Just your crow's feet.
That's right.
Gah! Goodbye. Have a good flight south. Enter the code VOICES at triplexiderm.com.
Deborah's home was stolen. Now, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Here's the thing, guys. I think one of the things we need to supply people with, too, is a sense of historical perspective and understand that politically we're dealing with a version of the coronavirus, obviously. But the reality is we've been through things like this before as a country. Other countries have been through this. Yeah. The maturation process of every country. Like, I love that Germans are suddenly like, oh, my God, these Americans. Can't they get their leaders together? Like,
when
really,
Germany's
really,
like,
really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're a young nation, relatively speaking. Yes, and
exactly.
It's, you know, it may
we're
be time.
We're allowed to be stupid for a while.
Yeah.
And red hats are the new armbands, and people are soaking in fascism and racism and enjoying it.
Let them. They will suffer the same fate as the last fascists.
Yes.
Well, the clothes are very tight and smart. You got to give them that, honestly.
And how sparks
khakis. I think they wear them and iron them.
Yeah.
It's a while test of manhood.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks speaks as you guys, we haven't done with Hal yet, but John has, and John can attest to how long it takes to get Hal Sparks' pants on backstage because they're painted on, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm a crew now. I brought a NASCAR crew with a bunch of spray cans.
Yeah.
It happens in an instant now. I just, boom, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, they are very, very tight. And he's in even better shape than when the tour started. So now we need to. And John Fugelsang, have you figured out how to. Are you bringing your dick as a carry-on this time? Or because it's. It does cost the tour a little extra. Is it. Does it go in the overhead compartment now? Or is it.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. It has a knee in it. No, let's just try to find a way to, you know, avoid unspooling mid-show. So I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Good. Well, just the front, first few rows have been warned.
Look, I'm going to bring along a big dick in tribute to the president. That's my whole plan.
Yeah, it's like a Gallagher thing. You're going to have to have people out wearing tarps in the front.
Yeah.
I'm for it, yeah.
But look, I mean, Donald Trump, we know, is a debit to his race. And why I'm excited to do this is that one of the best parts about this tour is the sense of community it gets. It's a great feeling to get away from your bloody screen and go out and be in a room full of other like-minded people who are smart and moral and attractive and degenerate, just like you, and have the experience of saying, oh, my God, there are more of us than there are of them, and to realize that history plays a long game and karma plays a longer one. There's no way this ends well for Donald Trump.
That's right.
And, you know, Vindman's being punished for the same reason Mitt Romney and John Bolton were punished. They told the truth.
Yep.
We tell the truth with jokes. And I'm so excited to do this, not just because we need it, but to remind people that, you know what, you're in the right. There's no way this turns out well in the history books any more than it turned out well for Nixon or Bush.
That's right.
So it's a great, great time.
Well, you are not taking crazy pills. That's why we are coming to for solidarity. John, you remember when we began this whole journey, we were saying, you know, first of all, sexy liberal was a joke. We didn't mean us. We meant you. We meant it's sexy to be liberal. We wanted to take that word back because they made that a dirty word. Mm-hmm. When we started here, we had to call it progressive radio because, you know, God forbid, you know, and now they're smearing everybody with socialist, of course, just like they did with Obama. But here's where we started with this JFK quote. If by liberal, they mean someone who looks ahead and not behind, someone who welcomes new ideas without rigid reactions, someone who cares about the welfare of the people, their health, their housing, their schools, their jobs, their civil rights, their civil liberties, someone who believes we can break through the stalemate and suspicions that grip us in our policies abroad. If that's what they mean by liberal, I'm proud to say I'm a liberal. And everybody here is sexy liberal AF, the smartest, funniest comedians, I believe, in the country. You've also heard the brilliance of Frangela and John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks. And this is a whole different show. You haven't seen this show. You haven't seen this material. Now it fucking changes, not even by the hour, right, Chris? It changes by the fucking, like, every 15 seconds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So every city's
alive.
Yes,
we're going to have a live feed going on behind us of, you know, just like tweet reaction by or whatever.
We carry our phones.
Policy dictates come that way.
We carry our phones on stage. We're like, what the fags? Well, fuck, did he do now?
Exactly.
And you know, that's the other, right? We're doing a whole different thing, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing a live taping of the Happy Hour podcast. We have amazing guests joining us in every city for the Happy Hour panel with all of our sexy liberals. And go to sexyliberal.com. We're coming. Apparently, I'm teasing, and all the cities are up there. So we're still sexy liberal elves are still
working.
The
well-oiled machine.
But you're going to get to see Frangela and John and Hal in different cities all over the country. We are working to add dates as we speak.
Yep.
So, yeah. Very, very excited. Sexy liberals, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sexy liberals, assemble.
Assemble. Oh. Hal Sparks grabbed the conch from me.
Yes.
Or conk.
Are you sure you're pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
It's conk.
I don't know.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
We know what she means. I mean, when Trump is president, really?
Really?
It really is Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. If it weren't my cooch, I know what to call it.
Right.
Ooh, should I bring a conch cooch?
Yes.
I got to do something.
Yeah. Do we take turns blowing into it? Figure it out.
Now we're talking.
Wow. That was creative, the way you blew that, Stephanie, just now.
Yeah.
Flexible. Very
there's some going to be behind the sexy liberal stories for VH1 after
what
this
yoga
is done.
Move is
some
that?
Some shit happens backstage.
Yeah.
The conk.
Yeah. Listen, Hal and John, this was before me too when we started the tour. They like their balls lightly cut backstage in a supportive, you are brilliant way. Go get them.
We did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just lightly.
Well, I'm married, so I'm going to have to use paper towels when I cut.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't think that makes it okay.
Really? That's the difference?
What kind of religious system is this?
Paper towels.
Paper towels.
Wow.
Soft ones.
And John and Hal,
as long as I don't get a Dixie cup or something, that's
too. Really need that. You have confused me with the president and you with Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
If anybody walks up to me with an egg separator, I'm leaving.
All right. And John and Hal, you know what's in my rider. I like light nipple circling, light, very light, very teasy, circle, circle, circle. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the tour is different.
What? Too much?
We're on the same page.
Did I say too much?
No, okay. it's different than I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
look,
like
I'm
that.
Sorry.
I'd like to say that my showing up is not consent.
I'm older now. I don't like twisting anymore. It's too hard. What? No. Cal? I'm sorry, Hal.
That was John.
Oh, John, yes?
No, I'm just sorry. Nipple trapezoiding was my technique. I was trying to be different.
Nipple trapezoiding.
Sexy you liberal. Learn more. Yes.
Sexyliberal.com. I seriously think this is going to be, I know they say it every time, it's going to be the best tour ever. This is the best tour ever.
Oh,
these are the
best
sexy liberals in the country. Yep. We are so excited. Sexyliberal.com. Do it. Get your tickets. Get your merch. We got Beatles-inspired T-shirts for every city. It's fantastic. John, Hal, thank you. You are smart, handsome, well-endowed.
Are those T-shirts, they've got Yoko breaking us up, right? Is
yes.
that what that is?
Yes.
I don't have one.
Oh,
eventually.
Yeah, Yoko tried to break us up, and guess what? The band's getting back together, motherfuckers. Yeah, everybody. OG sexy liberals of every stripe. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, Frangela.
Great one.
John Fugelson, Hal Sparks, Sexy Liberal, happy fucking happy hour, sexyliberal.com.